Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So some of the new words that got added to the dictionary, biohacking, bingeable. But this one particular word is the one that Brian has an issue with. And that word is...
hangry. Mm.
So when you're hungry and now you're angry because you're hungry. You're hangry.
The word enrages me, and I wrote a letter as to why, because it's the most fixable problem on the planet. Hangry. And though people who use the word hangry need to stop using the word hangry, and here's why. I got a little letter for you. We need to stop accepting people who blame their poor behavior on being hangry.
This is deep. Wow.
Attention to everybody it concerns, and I mean every single person on the planet. This new trend of blaming your bitchy behavior on being hangry isn't a thing, and none of us should entertain your stupidity.
Wow.
Does that annoy you? Aw, sad. You probably need a snack right now, and I don't care.
Wow.
And like everybody should do, I'm laughing in your self-famished face. You have arms, and this is America. You can feed yourself.
Oh, wow.
You're not hangry. You're an a-hole.
Wow.
Do you get it now, Chelsea? The scary part?
Okay. I mean, that was scary, but just negative vibes.
You are failing at the most basic thing ever in life. Surviving. You aren't hangry. You're starving yourself like an idiot because you, quote, forgot to eat or I don't like that. And your body isn't happy about it.
Wow.
And for that matter, neither is anybody else around you listening to you complain. Wah, wah, wah. I would tell you how to fix this whole situation, but that is a waste of everybody's time. Because you were born with the knowledge of how to eat. You're born with it. If you spent half the amount of energy looking for a snack as you are droning on and on and on about how hungry you are, you'd probably somehow stumble across a granola bar or something.
So extra, yo.
It's too much.
So
extra.
The only people in the world who are allowed to be hangry are people struggling to survive because there is no food for them to eat. And the distinction is they aren't hangry. They are angry about being hungry. Stop disrespecting the struggle that some people in this world have to go through every day. People who are suffering from starvation don't complain about it to everyone at happy hour because they refuse to order right now because this restaurant isn't gluten-free and nothing on the menu works for my diet. They're fighting for survival, people. Oh, stop disrespecting them. So in summation.
Extra.
I can't.
ODS. I would tell you to shut your hangry, privileged yapper, but I want you to open it and take a bite out of something. Anything! You could take a bite out of one of the infinite options you have readily available to you at all times. This is America. In the time I've read this letter, you probably walked by 7 stores that have something to eat. Hangry is a choice. It's a choice to ignore common sense, your body's signs for being hungry, and then blaming being an a-hole to everyone around you on it.
Wow.
Do not accept hangry as an excuse for poor behavior. For the love of God, people, feed yourselves.
Wow. Not extra.
Thank
so,
you.
I don't
Thank
know if you could tell, but Brian was not very happy.
He's a little worked up. I think we could possibly fine him for being so... mean to hangry people around the world.
I'll take the fine for being honest and telling you hangry crybabies what you needed to hear. Bring a damn snack with you.
We just got a text from the 562 that says, somebody give Brian a Snickers. Latro!
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.